Like so many Americans, she was trying to construct a life that made sense from the things she found in gift shops. Kurt Vonnegut.
Dustin Nightingale lives in Fargo, North Dakota. His poems have been published in various journals, including Margie, Cimarron Review, and Stickmin. His band, the Citronella Hangovers, is currently recording their third spoken word album. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Christopher Citro. Dustin, what have you brought to read to us today?
The first one's called Circo Aquatico. What to make of this mess, this slither and gill flap just out of water, this loose muscle heaving itself like a perch, flopping off the talons of a kingfisher. Our memories are snails butting heads in a city everyone knows, where teeth fall out of jaws more than the pods of pomegranates. And just as I'm about to say damn it, there, holding the tail of a broken toaster in the middle of an intersection, thin whales and fat jellies cutting corners around her knees, she says to a distance I'm not sure was there, Circo Aquatico. Like air was water, or water are we, our breath and eggs have the same salt as the sea. I've gone belly up trying to find beauty, then it's handed to me as easy as a tin of sardines. So suddenly, a strong man is benching the corpse of Jacques Cousteau, and a woman in a wheelchair talks with a goldfish from a carnival in Detroit. A beluga floats from the roof into a cup of water just before the curtain flops across my eyes. Then again, I'm left searching for the Circo Aquatico, which is just fine. Lost dog, reward. If you see my dog, my mutt, chewing marrow from a chicken bone, or checking the magnetic fields for the way home, gnawing fleas with the tip of his good tooth, or the hind leg of your own dog, if you see my dog drinking the tail end of a bottle, tongue all slither and pant, please get it together. Contact me so I know he's alive. 812-391-3191. If he comes home, he'll just want to leave again. Something in his eye darts off, says, what's up or in or out, what's north or west, and oh Lord, south. And can you kick me there, please? If you see my dog or my car, now driven by who knows, teetering on the edge of a bridge, an audience of fish looking up, if you see my friend, my lover, working too hard for others, too tired to go, too tired to panic or praise, please call me at 812-391-3191. Press 1 for dog, 2 for lover, 3 for all of them together, traveling in my old car, telling stories, good ones, about the different colors of sunshine that will hit their faces in the morning. Why don't you come to bed now, huh? If you find yourself so lucky as to have someone who loves you, I mean really loves you despite, and says, why don't you come to bed now, huh? And you'll want to. You'll want to drop that salty anchovy of the brain you've been sliding the thin bones from, and sleep so close together you can almost smell that first ocean inside them, and sleep that heavy, mystery sleep until the crows come and pluck the shiny things off your eyelids. But of course, you won't. You won't even consider it, though may say, in a little bit. Always a little bit. Instead, give an answer, a real one. They deserve it. Something like this. My little brain is a massively bad book. I need to edit out the day's barks and pats and pauses. How there is a woman in Indiana or Ohio whose breaths are small as a trail of sugar ants. Because though beauty is right here in front of me, I can't always see it. So I wait and I try to think of my own, something to take me with me tomorrow, like the smell of green walnuts on my fingers. Though that isn't the right example. The Reverend in the Lighthouse. Consider the clerical collar of the moon in the ocean night, half-mumbled sermons to ships carrying God knows what, his Bible dusty by the mattress on the floor, illuminated by the thick watts wagging a finger at the sea. It's easy to believe, to quote the words back, half-accurate, while debating the function of humanity. The reverend in the lighthouse has his hash pipe, has his, in case of emergency, glass case and old National Geographic magazines. He remembers how he got here each turn of the light. It was simple, really. He drilled a hole into his head, stuck in a candle, and said, "Forgive us, Lord, for we know exactly what we do."
You've been listening to poems by Dustin Nightingale on The Poet's Weave. I'm Christopher Citro.